Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everybody. Gosh, it's great to be back. Okay. YouTubers over there, you guys are awesome. I'm seeing some real high energy already over there. So welcome to the show. We have, let me put an extra backup recording on because it's been interesting lately. Hang on. We've been having some interesting things happening. Did I get that? Oh no, that won't do that. Okay. Sorry, it's a little bit different. We had some last minute adjustments. It's been interesting with technology for the last couple of days. So I'm just going, okay, it's helping me practice deep breath, which is what we're going to talk about today because of the unexpected things that happen. And it's been perfect this whole week. I've been super busy working on that group for you guys. Oh man, we're going to have some cool stuff in there. I'm really getting excited about it, and just be patient with me. I promise you, it will be housed on my website. I will tell you that for sure. We've made that decision. We are not going to be doing any group kind of things on social media because not everybody's on the same social media that listens to this show. We want to have a neutral place that is for you only. It's going to be exclusive for those that want to be a part of this. And if you love the show, that's what we're doing. We're going to be taking it deeper. We're going to have live chats. We're going to have discussion forums. You're going to be able to interact with each other if you want to. You can hang out there together. We're going to have some live exclusive video things over there. I've been busy. I've been super busy. I had a few, you know, program technical coding things we had to work out, but it's so worth it. I'm investing in this for you guys, and we're putting some extra funding into it to bring you something really special. So I'm excited, and I will let you know, hopefully, in the next week or two. And one more announcement before we get started. I will be away next week, so we're not doing a live show next Thursday, but we'll be back on November 1st, okay? November 1st is that week. In that first week of November is my goal to get this new clubhouse open for you. So if anybody has any ideas of what you want to call it, one of the ones that's coming in that sounds kind of cool, and I kind of like it too, Jen's Angel Retreat. So that's the one we're kind of thinking of right now. But if you guys have other ideas of what you want to call your special retreat clubhouse, we're going to do some healing meditations. We're going to have meditations that you can download over there. I can't wait to get this open. I've been chomping at the bit, and it's like, hurry up, programmers with the coding, hurry up. It's a little bit involved, and we've had to invest and, you know, hire out for that. So, you know, things like that just happen when it comes to technology, but it's going to be a great place for us to be together. So hang in there. Just don't give up on me. I am getting it together. Now, okay. Yesterday, YouTube was updating some things because all of a sudden I couldn't even put this show in, but here we are. It was only down for a few minutes, and they're improving things too. So there's a lot of change going on out there right now. Lots of change. The full moon is coming on October 24th. At the beginning of the month, we talked about Archangel Samuel and how he is fantastic for this month. And it reiterates with why, with this energy coming in now. Because he's one step at a time. He has a calm approach. He can just, you know, when you start feeling overwhelmed or you start getting anxious or you start panicking or you feel like you're spinning your wheels and you're going so fast but not getting anywhere, which can happen when unexpected things happen or when shift happens or when change happens, that can, you can feel like that. So he's perfect to call on for this month. He's not the only one. I mean, if fear really starts grabbing at you, remember last week we talked about Raguel, which he can help you with the heart chakra. He can help with the clearing and the calming of this month. But also Michael is fantastic for the fear, you know, getting rid of it, cutting the ties of it. But Samuel's who I want to focus on today again because it really applies to this moon. And another thing, when you look at esoteric astrology, which is what I really feel a resonance with, esoteric astrology is more about your soul. It's not about your personality sign, your sun sign, what you see, you know, in the horoscope newspaper thing. It's very much more about really your rising sign, you know, your soul sign. I know. And it's more about who you are inside, like the soul, because we have the personality, we come into different lives, you know, with different, you know, outer appearances. We're born in different months, but that other part of us, and also moon energy can take you inward and really help you connect spiritually. So that's why we do what we're doing with some of this moon phase, with new moon, full moon, and why I'm pulling some of it in, because it's all making sense to me and I'm seeing a resonant pattern. The angels are really confirming with me when I tap in with that, and that's what I'm going to share with you is what they're doing with that. So, really quick, that's what we're going to be doing today, okay, about what we can get and gain out of this. And I want to say a quick hello to everyone over in YouTube that is showing up. You guys are fantastic. It's great to see you. We have David. Hello. He made it today. I believe you were dealing with the hurricane that came up the panhandle or not too far from it, right? Would you believe we had 60-mile-hour winds here in Virginia Beach the next day? We had more cleanup on that one than the Florence that we were supposed to have happen. So, you know, I know. See, you never know. That's those unexpected things. So I hope you fared well if you were in the path of any of the crazy stuff going on. We have Kim. Hello, Kim. First time being in here with us live. Welcome, Kim. It's great to have you. She's been listening to the archives, but it's great to have you with us, Kim. David, oh, he's saying last week was great. Had to listen to archive. Oh, thank you very much, David. Kelly, hello, Kelly. She's saying good morning. And Melissa is here. Hi. Hi, Melissa. Melissa has an update. We asked her for this. She's saying just an update on the move I asked you about a month ago. Let's see what we got. I am moving to a new city next month. Super excited. And I have a great... That's just right in line, Melissa. That is so cool. Thank you for the update. I just get the warm, fuzzy chills when I see that. I'm just, you know, that is so awesome. I'm excited for you too. And Shadana, good morning, Shadana. It's good. You've been with us the last few weeks. It's good to see you again. We've missed you. And I don't know, you're in this, are you still in Virginia Beach? I don't know. You were talking about moving one time before too. And we have Sarah. Good morning to Sarah. And she just found us. Well, we're glad you found us too, Sarah. And Candace, good morning to Candace. Oh, Candace, good to have you. Candace is my little earth angel. You know, she's just been there ever since we started the show, and she just means a lot to me, and she has followed wherever we go with the show, and I appreciate, and she's not the only one. I believe Shadana is one of them as well. And I just appreciate you guys because we have a family. Family sticks together with this kind of stuff, right? So Melissa's very excited. The timeline worked out perfectly. Thank you and the angels rock. Ah, we are excited for you too. So All right, let's keep going. Here we go. Now, if you guys have questions, put them in the chat. We do not have any calls right now at the moment. Maybe later in the show. We're kind of waiting on that right now. So that's not up and working right now. So just, it's going to need to go into the YouTube chat for me to see it. Or you can go to my website and the live chat's right there on the talk show page. You do have to be signed into YouTube to be able to write something in there. So just so you guys know. But you know, maybe they'll get that worked out soon and we'll go. And it's 11:11 here, guys. Ah, beat you to it. They always tell me when it's 11:11, but I beat you to it. So here we go. Here we go. All right. The Taurus, it's a Taurus full moon on October 24th. I want to tell you a little bit about this. Taurus. Okay. That's my sun sign. I'm a Taurus. So, you know, I was like, ooh, Taurus full moon. But what's Taurus about? Taurus is, they have a steadfastness, sometimes mistaken for stubborn. But you know what? I want to clarify that. I can dig my heels in on what I believe because I trust my intuition over anything else. So in defense of that, you know, I listen to other things, but when I know that I've got to stay true to my heart, myself, my intuitive insight, I'll be stubborn with that. I absolutely will. There's a strength, tenacity, stamina that comes with a Taurus energy. And then with this moon and with the way it's taking us inside and Venus retrograde, remember, Venus retrograde's taking us reviewing through relationships and finance, we got an interesting mixed bag here. Now, the great thing about the Taurus full moon is it's going to help you stay grounded. It's an earth sign. It's going to bring the energy of slow down. I call it the whoa, Nelly, hang on. You know, take a deep breath. That's where Samuel was reminding us of that at the beginning of the month. One step at a time, calm, steady. Calm, steady. I've had to practice that, and I've asked Samuel to help me while I've been building the group for you guys. I want it out yesterday. I'm so excited about it. But then I had to go, hang on, got to do this right. I've had to be a grown up about it. And yeah, but it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. Now, the calm, steady approach is going to be very helpful with what comes up with. And when they say relationships, it's not just romantic, guys. You will feel it in that area of life, probably, more than likely. But it's not just about that. It's about anything you are connected to. If you're connected to something, you have a relationship with it. Right? Here's what I want you to hear. You have a relationship with it. So if you're connected or attached to things that are stressful or that are toxic for you, or it's upsetting you, it's not getting you anywhere, it's keeping you stuck, you have a relationship with it. You see what I mean? Yeah. The Venus is a very beneficial retrograde right now. Very beneficial. The Taurus full moon is like we're going to not avoid. We're going to stand strong. We're going to be clear. We're going to take one step at a time in our moves forward, and we're going to be the better for it. This is when you don't want to go flying off the handle. You want to take that 10-second breath with your emotions, because emotions are going to come to the surface, especially when it's anything you're connected to. Especially, you know, I mean, look at this. I mean, Taurus is also an influence on finance. Okay. Taurus likes nice things. Taurus likes to be comfortable. Taurus likes their environment to be beautiful. Okay. They like everything to feel good. You know, they love life. They love. Okay. So, It's interesting that it comes in with the retrograde of Venus, because now we're going to get a very clear picture of what we're connected to. Those relationships that we were talking about over the last couple of weeks. Oh, wait, that's something right there. But not to be afraid of it. To stand up strong in what you believe in. Not to be afraid of it, not to avoid, just... And when you feel that fear coming up, that's an emotional thing to heal. That's an energy. Fear is an energy. So it's connecting to a different type of energy metaphysically. It can get very interesting with that kind of stuff. Now, Shamuel highlighted the calm in this, because when you are calm, you're thinking clearly, you're keeping your grounded vibration. You're not, you know, all over the place, running into the walls, you know, kind of a thing metaphorically. You are clear thinking. You're clear thinking, and you stand in the midst of that storm. Okay? I really feel kind of weird with this analogy with all the hurricanes that have gone through, but let me just go. Regular storms can happen all the time. There's always this calm, quiet spot before the storm. And then the storm comes through, and that's like, if you think of that storm as your emotions, you have this, and it feels like crazy. And then after the storm passes, there's this peacefulness, because it's an energy that passed through. So if you look at the energy of your emotions as kind of the storms, you know, the ones that affect you, not positively, because there's also the elated high emotions. There's love, there's happiness, there's joy, there's being excited to get up every day because you love what you're doing, or you're excited about a project, or you're excited to get your garden started, or a new painting, or whatever it is you do. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, I have been feeling that joy putting the group together, you know, and it was a project, but we're building something brand new. It just didn't feel right to do it the way everybody else is doing it. It just felt like, no, I kept looking at it, went and spent a lot of time, and I went, no, still not feeling that. So we're going to do it different. And I feel good about that. That feels right. In fact, energy for me, and this is interesting, guys. I want to bring this up because I feel energy in everything. But if I feel energy intuitively and I'm not going in that direction, it sometimes will come up and I'll feel it in a different part of my body. And like my joints or my hand or my leg, you know, you feel different things, your neck, whatever. And I've learned to read the messages that my soul is trying to tell me through what I'm feeling in my body. And I, you know, it can get uncomfortable if I'm ignoring it. Well, literally it happened with the group thing, because, you know, I was looking at the way everybody else does it, you know, and I thought, not everybody doing that way. They're actually starting to move in the direction that I'm talking about with privacy things going on out there. So that's one of the reasons that, you know, I'm protective of my family. So that's why, another reason. And I had these crazy things happening in my right hand that were like, what is going on with my right hand? I mean, it was hurting. And as soon as I said, okay, nope, that's the decision. We're going to do it this way because that just feels right. I don't care if there's two people in there or 2,000 people in there. It's going to be this way because that feels right. And I believe in it, and I'm going to stick with that. That's my intuition. That's what I want to give you guys. No, don't falter on what feels right for you. As soon as I started doing that, guess what happened? All that discomfort went away because the energy wasn't stuck anymore. This happens to me all the time. It happens on a regular basis. It really does. It happens all the time. So I've really learned, okay, wait a minute, stop. That's not right. Something's up there. Then I listen and I pay attention. And if I just Because I've asked to be clear. If I'm asking angels, if I'm asking my higher self to be clear and let me know which direction, that's how it's letting me know. It's not like it's zapping me to cause me pain. That's only happening when I continually, you know, not go that route. And it was such a strong urge, like now, do it. I'm like, okay, well, let me check this other thing. You know, I'm human too. It was like, no, this is it. You know, so that's what was happening. That's why I'm sharing that. Now, let me take a second before I keep going with this and check to see what you guys are writing over there. Okay, what do we have here? Ravenwolf. Hey, Ravenwolf, aren't we supposed to do something cool on Saturday over on your channel? Isn't that this week? I just remembered that when I saw you. Yep, I thought you were at Chesapeake and you are planning to move to Arizona. Don't be scared. She's moving to Arizona in December. That's where you wanted to go. Shadana, be excited about it. It's a new adventure. It's like the journey, you know? Don't be scared. It is different. I've been out there, but I'm excited for you. Very excited for you. And, okay. We got TTR. They are now with us. So, Carter, if you want to call in, I'll get it. So that way we've got that connected. So hang on a second. If he can call in at any time, we'll hear it, but that's okay. Let's just get this thing going. What else have we got? We have Raven saying good morning. Raven did a card. She said, I did a card reading early in the morning today and the Taurus card came out. I didn't know that the full moon is going to be in Taurus. How cool is that, right? There's your validation. Kim is like, okay, she's saying makes so much sense. Oh, hang on, there's her station. Hello, TTR, Mr. Carter.
Hello.
Hey, he's been in traffic, okay? So bless his pee pick and heart. You know, he's been in traffic, so we're glad you're with us now. So,
I'm glad to be here.
Okay, so is it over on Facebook now?
It will be in about 20 seconds.
Okay, so he's handling that over there if that's the way you guys prefer to go. So I'm going to let him take care of that. And we are all good to go. Oh, goodness. What a seat. We're just going with whatever happens. So let's see. Where are we now? Any other questions? Oh, Kelly is saying, Jen, I've been trying to make a comic. Oh, that's right. You're an artist. That's right. That I think can help people, but I haven't felt ready to. So I've been procrastinating. Do the angels have a message for me on how I can get out of my own way? You know, the first thing that came to my mind is, I mean, this is good energy for you to release the procrastination on the full moon, because full moons are about releasing energy. The very first thing that came to my mind was immediate, and this one did come from Michael, because he's kind of like the career, you know, he helps with careers, and so does Samuel, by the way. But if you've been procrastinating, you haven't felt ready, you're looking for, and you want to ask this, what am I avoiding? Are you avoiding that you'll do all the hard, this is what's coming through, I'm just going with it. Are you afraid of doing all of the hard work and then it doesn't go across to the people the way you hoped? And you feel like that would just be too much work for nothing? I don't know. That just came into my head immediately. I've got it coming in quick today. It's kind of interesting. The other thing that I'm picking up for you, Kelly, is, you know, just do, you know, what automatic writing is. You just sit and meditate. You just scribble out crazy stuff, even as crazy words. Do automatic painting, you know. Sit down with your markers or however, whatever tool you use. It can look like a scribbled mess that a two-month-old baby did. Who cares? You know, I just throw it all out there. It'll get the clog out of the emotional hesitation. And literally, these are just for you, that nobody needs to see anything. But I feel like if you did, also, if you primarily use one medium for your artwork, try something you don't know how to use. For example, I don't know how to do anything in watercolors. Then go buy a 99 cent, I don't even know if they cost that anymore, maybe $1.99, a 99 cent kids watercolor paint set and just blah, you know, all over the paper. And who cares what it looks like? Go with the colors that come to you and that instinct of, I want to throw red on there. Now I want to throw black all over top of it. You're throwing those emotions out and getting them out. Because you're an artist and you're creative, I think this would be a very effective tool for you to get through the procrastination. And I get that, because if you want it to be just perfect and just right, perfectionism will hold you up forever. It really will, because nothing's ever going to perfectly be like that. And with most artists, they never think it's finished. You just have to let it go. That's something that, you know, I've experienced. So think about that. You're going to love doing that. I think you're going to have a lot of fun if you just have no rules. You're drawing out of the lines. You're not trying to come up with a specific anything. You're just throwing it out there. It's really good for anybody to do. You don't have to have any artistic talent. It's a fantastic way to go. In fact, maybe we could do some group stuff with that, you know, when we get our group going on. So I think you should try that. I think you would really enjoy that. Kelly is saying, yep, aha, that's spot on. I'm worried it will take so much time and be fruitless. Oh, well, okay. Said it. That was what came in. So that was coming from Spirit for a message for you. Because I was like, wow, that was quick. Automatic drawing sounds amazing. Yes, thanks so much. You are welcome. You're going to love that. Okay, so let me see. Hang on 1 second, guys. I am going to take a short break so I can get reconnected with Carter on the station. So you guys hang in there. I'm going to take that quick break, catch my breath, catch a drink of water, and we'll be right back after the break. All right, here we go.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Oh my goodness.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me The Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking about this full moon in Taurus that comes on October 24th. Now, you'll have to look in your time zone to see when exactly it falls in. For me, in the Eastern time, I believe it's 12:45 p.m. So wherever you are in the world, it would be a different time, obviously. So let's go back into how this is going to help us. I really want to help you guys with this one. Now, here's where going slower, because when you slow down and you go to your calm, okay, that's where you find your strength. That's where you find your wisdom. Where's that calm? Inside. You go to that inner stillness, you know, that still small voice within that you've heard about over the ages. Yeah, it really is there. It's your higher self. It's your soul. It's the real deal. When you slow down and you go that approach, you can tap into that. You can tap into that. Now, just like when I do a reading for someone, it's more of a, I don't hesitate. I don't doubt the intuition. And, you know, some, it has been coming in quicker, like it just did when we were working with Kelly. It will just, you don't want to second guess what you're picking up. If you're going to do it, then you do it. And nobody's perfect. I'm not saying that mine is, but that's when it's the most accurate, honestly, absolutely the most accurate. And I always find that if I don't listen to it, I wish I had. So when you're looking at it from your own perspective, going into that calm, still place, that's where your peace is. That's where the journey can be led by your higher self. And this is when it can trip you up, when that's the ego coming in. And the reason we're going over this and we're focusing on how to go back into that, because of all the changes going on, lots of changes. Some of them are massive for people. We have people moving. We have people, relationships are changing. We have people going through financial differences. We have people going through recovering from these massive storms and natural things that happen. We have people going through grief and loss. We have people going through all different kinds of things all the time. That's the world. That's what happens here. But how do you handle it? That's why you want to go inward in the midst of the unexpected. It's kind of a expect the unexpected, but don't be negative. Don't think dark, you know, and oh no, everything wrong. It's more of just holding your ground and keeping that stillness. That's where you're going to find your strength. That's where you're going to realize you have much more to you than you ever had before. You're going to find you have so much more to offer. Way more, way more. So the ego, you know, that personality that we are, that's where it can get trippy, okay? Because if you have something big going on and ego takes over and starts making all the decisions, that's when it goes into a state of powerlessness. You don't feel like you have control of anything. And you start making panic decisions like survive, no matter what it takes, you know, and it's not really what you want to do. And, you know, that type of thing. I know you know what that feels like. All of us do. All of us have done that. I've done it too. And then you realize, wait, there's got to be a better way. And the more you practice it, the easier it is to catch yourself because you're going slow, steady, calm before you do that again. That's why Samuel is bringing that up for this month, because you don't want to go that way again when that's what you've been, you know, you've been trying to like, oh, this keeps happening over and over again. Well, it doesn't have to. We do go through things over and over again at times, but it's how we handle things that come up that is going to make the biggest difference for you guys. I mean, for me, for everybody. That's why we're talking about this. Let's see. Now, what else do we have? Oh, let's see. David's a writer. So, yeah, do the automatic writing, David. Absolutely. And then what else have we got? Oh, we got all kinds of cool stuff in there. They're just having a good time over there. So I'm going to let them be. Now, if the full moon is coming in with Taurus, right at the same time, it's bringing in this retrograde of emotions that are going to affect or relationships, connections, and then you have finances, okay? That can get scary, and that's going to challenge whether you trust what you're getting. Do I trust moving? Do I trust getting that new job? Do I trust that this is what I really want to do? Is it going to be the right or wrong thing? That's fear fretting. And what is that? A fretting over it is like wheels spinning energetically, and you're not going anywhere. You're like frozen and stuck. Because he's recommend, and he keeps saying it. He's been saying it to me for 2 or 3 weeks now. Samuel's saying, slow, steady, calm, and still go forward. Slow, steady, calm doesn't mean stop. Take steps backwards, sideways. It just go slow, but keep going forward. Keep doing something towards your goal. And it, you know, sometimes a half step works. Sometimes 3 or 4 steps at once works, and it can change. And when something unexpected happens, what can you learn from whatever happens? This is important. This is so important right now because it is changing, because we're officially in that creating our new, okay? No more of the old. So if you keep repeating old routines, you might find them not working out so well. And that's something that we just have to look at, and we have to decide for ourselves. You can choose. You can obviously, you have free will. You can do whatever you want. But this is like, I've been practicing this, and it really does make a difference to just go slow, but keep moving forward. Don't back, sidestep it, anything like that. And you know, sometimes people just, I don't know, that's just too hard. Ask yourself why. Why is it too hard? Because you're afraid you'll stumble a couple of times? You're afraid it might hurt? Are you, you know, what is the fear that's causing this to be stuck? Venus does not want anybody to feel anything other than an incredible life of abundance in all areas. Honestly, a retrograde in Venus is one of the best things that could happen to help you clean it up, clear it out, and allow the good stuff in, okay? It really is. It really is. So, now what about if you took your emotions? What if there's something that you are just terrified about? Let's look at that. Emotions are kind of coming up right now a lot for people. The reason I'm bringing that up is because of the heart being opened up this month as well, because that's how we process the emotions. And we did that last week. We went over some tools and things you could do in meditation to clear the heart chakra. And when the emotions are filling up and you're just getting overwhelmed by them, you can feel defeated. There's no reason to feel defeated. But we believe it. Or we might believe what somebody else is thinking we should do. Okay, we're thinking, oh, you know, this is the way everybody's doing it, so I'll just do it that way. Well, is that really feel right for you? Because it didn't for me when it came to this group thing. I want something brand new and different. I just want to. I want to build off that. And we're having so much fun in here every week on this 1 hour thing. It's not enough time, right? So that's why I was like, nope, got to do more. Now, if you were to go to your slow, calm place, like, honestly, you can do this very easily. And let me give you a couple of tips on that. Meditation is it's really powerful, for one. It can calm, it's good for your health physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, everything. But it is a way to tap in and connect and trust what you're receiving from the inside. And it doesn't have to be hard, guys. You can start with a couple of minutes here and there. But when it comes to this kind of thing, if you have the unexpected happening or you're going through it right now, just stop, take your deep breath, go in, find that calm in the midst of your storm, okay? Think of it that way. You're finding your calm in the midst of the storm. You can stand strong. You can stand tall in that. And then guess what else? And this is something that I absolutely love about divine love energy. Okay, when we do energy healing and clearing, that energy never runs out. When you try to use your own, you're going to get tired real quick. Then you know you're using your ego's energy, because that's a limited source. That's a small gas tank kind of thing. When you are tapped into where the energy of divine love, unconditional love, that kind of powerful healing, that's flowing in and through. You don't have to hold it. You just let it flow in and out. It's unlimited. It never runs out. You will be so energized. You will be able to do more. So if what you do in your life drains you, wears you out, anything like that, taking that initiative to intentionally focus and connect with that energy, your higher self energy, not trying to just control it all by from the ego side of us, big difference, huge difference. It's so, I mean, I know when I have done, and like I said, nobody's going to be perfect at this, so don't be hard on yourself like that. Perfectionism is just not realistic. It's just not. It's happened to me too. Sometimes you think you're okay and you're in there and then you realize, oh, wait, no. And it lets me know quick. And I asked the angels, I asked my higher self, let me know me as quick as possible so I can, you know, adjust and fix that. Because when you are first, and I remember that several years ago, and it's easier now, but it's, you know, if you get busy and sidetracked, it can happen. But as soon as I realize, oh, stop, I just stop everything right then and there and go like, nope, get reconnected to the correct source. Huge difference. You will be so glad you did. Another thing that it will do for those that were asking in the chat, think about this. You feel procrastination, or you feel stuck, or you're trying to get a project going. Are you trying to do it with that energy, the ego energy? Or are you trying to allow that natural source of your soul with that divine connection to flow through? If you connect to that, that's unlimited too. It just flows. You'll feel it come and go. But the goal is to connect to that more than anything. So, you know, just taking a minute to stop and go, okay, help me, or connect to that before you proceed, that makes a world of difference. Huge difference. You guys are going to love that. It's very different. It's just one of those things that just can go, whoa, okay, wow, now I get it. And that's, you know, what you have. Storms, unexpecteds that come through life, can truly make you feel afraid, frightened, go into survival, fight or flight mode. We've been doing that for hundreds of thousands of years here on Earth. To go into a spiritual awakening and ascension with that and connecting with your soul, your higher self, and actually allowing it to guide and lead you versus your ego side, which is going to just be about surviving, really. Now you want the ego to work harmoniously. There's Archangel Raguel again from last week, with your higher self. You want those to work together, but higher self lead, because it has no fear. It has no concerns. It knows what is true to your soul. And that's the passion and the joy. And that is truly when you're going to know this is the right path for me. And ego supporting that, not ego trying to tell and do, and it doesn't even know it doesn't even understand anything. That's really what's happening to us here. And when you realize that, it makes a world of difference. So give me a moment. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up. If you got any more questions, please throw them in the chat, and we will be right back after the break.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. And this is a tip with purpose. Be willing to make a change for the good. If you want to know what your thoughts were like in the past, look at your body today. If you want to know what your body will be like in the future, look at your thoughts today. This was Deepak Chopra who said that. And it's true. But it's never, ever too late to make a change. And many things can be reversed. If you put your mind into it and make an effort, now you can make the change, and tomorrow you will feel much better. Start now and look forward. Past is the past. There's no future in it. But in the now, you can find the future for tomorrow. I hope this tip helps you. You can reach me at SwissHypnotherapy.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Okay, welcome back. Okay, I've been reading over the chat, guys, and YouTube. So I look like I had missed Kim. Sorry about that, Kim. We got some activity in there, and then she reposted it. So Kim is asking, Jen, I have been working hard to connect with the angels and listen to what they are telling me. Are the angels validating that I am working in the right direction and moving my life down the right path? Trying to understand what they're saying to you. Kim, you might, you know, here we go again. What's immediately coming up, what I picked up was Michael. I've got a lot of blue around me. Tap into Michael right now with his blue. He has a blue energy to me. It's like a royal blue color. It's really beautiful. And it can feel warm when he's around. But ask him to come close to you, because I'm feeling an overanalyzing, overthinking, and then second guessing the different things you're picking up, to where now they're jumbled up. And when artists, we call that mud, when we try to mix so many colors together and then it looks like mud. We were trying to come up with this incredible color for our painting, and then we put too much of something in there, and now we've just got mud. It feels like that's what's causing the confusion for you. And what I am seeing Michael do for you right now, Kim, this is really cool, and I love this for you. He's walking toward with wings out. And when he does that, I really like that, because it means he's going to wrap them around you so you feel safe and secure and just to hold on. And it sounds like the energy, mental energy, is trying to process everything so fast. So they are, what I'm feeling for you, you're saying validating your direction of life. It's what it feels like. I feel it in my hips right now. And when I feel that, it means difficult moving in a new direction, a little bit afraid, or you just don't trust the ground you're on. It feels like that. He is coming around to make you feel secure and safe so you can test the waters in some new ideas and new directions. He's not being specific about it. I'm being honest, because that's what he's giving me. But it's like, test the waters a little bit. It's okay. You don't have to dive all the way into the deep end if you're not ready. But he's trying to show you that he's there and can help you feel safe in that. It's kind of interesting what I'm picking up. I don't know. Are you feeling something at your hips? I feel like you're just afraid. You see some new ideas, but then you're not trusting them. I'm feeling that you should, you know, take a half step in that direction and see. I mean, you don't have to do anything crazy. Just explore it a little bit more. If it's something you don't understand and it's brand new, education is an amazing thing. Knowledge is power. Learn everything you can about that new direction. That's a step in the direction of what you're picking up. If you get all the way in there, it might reroute you somewhere else, but it might lead you to the next clue. That's the one step at a time that Shamuel talks about. So don't be afraid to take that step forward. And let's see if she's responded to that. Oh, she's saying that's her favorite color of all time, the blue. Awesome. And it was so true. Yes, I am. Okay. I really want to move out of Florida to Georgia. I am afraid, just don't understand how to move past it. Okay, the fear is the block, literally, the fear of doing anything. That's what's got you stuck. So working with Michael is going to be your best bet right now to clear that out, because it's just exploring it. You explore the move, explore where you want to move, things like that, because it can happen. And the more you think and visualize yourself like living in Georgia, if that's what you want, the more you will see things start to come into play that are opportunities for you to move in that direction. When I want to make a big shift in my life, that's what I do. I can vouch for it that way. The more I think about it, the more it starts to happen. So it just, you start feeling like you're already living it, and you just start exploring it. So there you go. All right, let's see. I think there was one more. So let me move up. Oh, from Shadana. She's asking, Dr. Jen, any guidance on moving to Arizona in December? I have a range of emotions about it. I don't want to let fear stop me. Again, Shadana, love you to bits, but overanalyzing that one. I think you're thinking it out too hard. You're trying to pre-plan it and arrange every single detail leave a little wiggle room. Okay, this will go for both of you guys, Kim and Shadana, actually. You got to leave a little wiggle room for the unexpected surprises that we're talking about for the show. You got to. That's like a word of wisdom that I learned the really hard way. If you plan it all the way down to the pick pin, you're kind of setting yourself up for emotional stress when it doesn't exactly go that way. I'm feeling the overanalyzing again. Don't be afraid of the unknown for you, Shadana, is what I'm feeling with that as well. There's an unknown feeling of I'm going to be in a completely strange place. I'm not going to know anybody. Well, yeah, you won't know anybody, but wow, does that open up opportunity for you to have new relationships come in, meet some new incredible people on your path, find new ways of doing something you love differently. It's just, I just see, you're going to get out there and go, I can't believe I was so nervous about this. That's what I keep seeing for you. And I see a different kind of color around you. I see a golden orangey yellow like the sun. Well, it's Arizona, but that's not why. It's a vitality color. It's just going to be like a rebirth for you. It feels really good. I'm not going to say there won't be challenges like learning something new or finding your way around town or figuring out where to buy your favorite whatever. It's just going to be the new adventure for Shadana. And if you don't keep up and keep track and let us know what's going on with you, I don't know about that, but I really think you're going to love it. You really are. And she is saying, I love you on point. I'm stressing myself out. You just don't like change or moving or packing up and getting rid of. Yeah. This is going to be a good lesson in that for you. Raven is saying, trust that you are being guided and surrender to the process, leaving fear behind. Exactly, Raven. Actually, that's perfect. This is a great time, a perfect timing for you guys on a big change and a big move. I'm excited for all of you, and I just want to know how it's going for you because you have a support team here. I mean, we are absolutely all supporting each other in this. And I will keep you posted on the progress, guys, because it is happening. The group is happening. It is. I promise. It is. It's halfway together. So I'm already going, boom, in it. And then you find all these other things that you hadn't thought of. I'm out of time for this show, and I have to go. And I have loved every second of it with you. As always, thanks so much for tuning in, for joining us, and we'll keep you posted. Remember, I won't be here next week. We'll be back on November 1st for a live show. Please stay positive. Stay on your journey. We love you. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.